Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on blending a jungle intro with a DJ-friendly structure. We're in intermediate territory here, so the goal is not just to make something sound hectic and cool, but to make it actually work in a club set, where another tune needs to mix into it cleanly. So think of this lesson as building a first 32 bars that feels gritty, fast, and atmospheric, while still leaving enough space for a DJ to phrase match, beat match, and blend without fighting the arrangement. That balance is the whole game. We're going to use stock Ableton tools and a practical workflow that works for jungle, rolling DNB, and darker halftime adjacent ideas too. The vibe we're aiming for is chopped break energy, restrained bass at the start, dark texture, and a drop that feels earned instead of rushed. First, set up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you want to set a little more modern or a little more aggressive, anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM is solid. Then create four main tracks, drums, bass, atmosphere or FX, and chops, vocal or texture. While you're sketching, keep your global quantization at one bar. That helps you stay musical and phrase-based instead of getting lost in tiny edits too early. Also, it's useful to think in bar groups right from the start. In drum and bass, the 4-bar and 8-bar phrase is your best friend. Now let's set up the DJ-friendly framework before we even get lost in sound design. A classic jungle or DNB intro often works like this. Bars 1 to 8 are stripped intro drums and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 add more percussion or small bass hints. Bars 17 to 24 tease the bass line or open the filter a little. And bars 25 to 32 build tension into the drop. Then the full drop lands at bar 33. That layout matters because it gives a DJ a clear window to mix. The first 8 or 16 bars should feel usable, not overcrowded. If you imagine someone trying to bring in another record over your intro, you want them to have room for drums, space in the low end, and a structure that makes sense. Now to the drums. Start with a chopped break, ideally something in the Amen family or another classic jungle style loop. Drag it into an audio track. Then either keep it as audio for a looser feel or slice it when you MIDI track if you want more control over the hits. If you slice it, transient slicing gives you detail, while 1/16 slicing gives you a tighter grid. For the intro, do not go full intensity right away. That's a common mistake. You want the break to feel like it's arriving, not like it already burned through its best material in the first 2 bars. A good starting chain on the break track is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean the low end if the break is stepping on the bass. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz can help, depending on the sample. If there is any harshness, a small cut in the 3 to 6 kHz range can smooth things out. Then use drum bus lightly. A little drive goes a long way, especially on chopped breaks. Keep crunch subtle, and leave boom very low or off for the intro. You want punch and attitude, not a floppy low end. Add a little saturator if the break needs some extra grit. Nothing crazy, just enough to bring the loop to life. And utility is there, if you need to control width or key part of the break tighter in the intro. A really useful writing trick here is to make the break answer in phrases. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be sparse, bars 3 and 4 can add a ghost snare or extra hat, then bars 5 to 8 can introduce a small fill every 4 bars. That makes the loop feel composed, not just repeated. Now let's bring in the bass, but carefully. In jungle and DNB, especially darker styles, the bass has to feel controlled. For the intro, you do not want your biggest full-range bass patch blasting out immediately. Instead, build it in layers. Make a sub-layer and a mid-bass or a res layer. For the sub, operator is perfect, and wave-eatable also works well. Keep it simple. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, avoid unison, and only use a short glide if you really want that stylistic movement. This is the foundation, so it should be stable and clean. You can use a compressor sidechain from the kick if the kick and sub are fighting, and use utility to keep everything below about 120 Hz center. For the mid-bass layer, use wave-eatable or operator with a richer tone, like a saw or square-based sound, maybe slightly detuned. Add a filter, a touch of distortion, and some controlled movement. A good chain here might be wave-eatable, auto-filter, saturator, a very light dose of redux if you want some extra grit, EQ8, and utility. But here's the key. In the intro, keep that layer filtered. Low pass it somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz to start, and automate it opening toward the drop. That way the bass is present as a tease, but not so full that it kills the mix window for a DJ. That's the real DJ Friendly principle here. Your bass line should suggest energy, not instantly monopolize the room. One practical approach is to keep the first couple of bars bass-free, or almost bass-free, then introduce short bass answers rather than long continuous notes. For example, bars 1 and 2 can have no bass at all. Bars 3 and 4 can feature a short low note or an offbeat stab. Bars 5 to 8 can repeat with variation. Bars 9 to 16 can make the motif clearer. And bars 17 to 32 can gradually bring in more fullness and tension. That creates a story the DJ can work with. It also keeps the arrangement feeling alive. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the intro really starts breathing. Automate auto filter cutoff, reverb wetness, delay feedback, utility width, saturator drive, EQ movement, drum bus drive, and the bass volume if needed. You don't need all of those moving all the time, but small changes every 4 bars make a huge difference. A strong DNB intro often follows a reveal pattern. Bars 1 to 8 are muted and stripped. Bars 9 to 16 become clearer and more rhythmic. Bars 17 to 24 gain width and texture. Bars 25 to 32 push tension hard before the release. That progression is what makes the intro feel intentional. Now add atmosphere and jungle texture. This is where the record starts to feel like jungle instead of just drums and bass. Use short textures rather than massive pads that clog the mix. Final noise, chopped vocal fragments, reverse cymbals, short atmospheric stabs, or a dark ambient pad all work well. Shape those textures with hybrid reverb, echo, auto filter, chorus ensemble, or even spectral time if you want something more experimental. A really useful trick is to high pass the texture at around 200 to 400 Hz, then add a dark reverb, and automate the dry slash wet so it blooms a little as the intro goes on. Keep it stereo if you want width, but never let the low end of that texture get in the way. The vibe should be atmospheric, not cloudy. Now let's build the transition into the drop. A DJ-friendly track still needs a payoff. If everything is too polite, the tune won't hit hard enough. So as you move toward bars 29 to 32, start adding tension. Use snare rolls, reverse cymbals, filtered break fills, a bass riser, or a short noise sweep. Ableton stock tools make this easy. Drum rack can handle snare rolls. Simpler or sampler can be used for one-shot fills. Autopan can add movement to noise. Echo adds rhythmic tension. Reverb can swell carefully, and pitch movement or clip transposition can help create rising effects. A nice clean example is this. Bar 29 strips things back a little. Bar 30 adds a snare roll and rising noise. Bar 31 cuts the bass for tension, and bar 32 gives you one final fill, crash, or short gap before the drop lands. That little gap is powerful. In drum and bass, a moment of space right before the hit can make the drop feel much bigger than stacking one more layer on top. Now let's make sure the intro stays DJ safe. This means a few simple rules. The sub should stay controlled until the drop. Hats and rides should not take over the top end. You should avoid too much stereo widening in the low mids. And at least one or two elements should stay out of the first 8 bars, so the mix window stays clean. Use utility for mono control, EQ8 for surgical cleanup, spectrum to check your low end buildup, and limiter only as a safety net, not as a way to force loudness. Another important thing here is arrangement clarity. A DJ should be able to hear where the intro begins, where the groove thickens, and where the drop is about to happen. If those moments are blurry, the structure probably needs cleaner phrasing. A club-friendly arrangement often looks like this. 1 to 8 is stripped intro, 9 to 16 is full drums, but restrained bass, 17 to 24 is phrase variation, 25 to 32 is tension and transition, 33 to 48 is drop A, 49 to 64 is groove development, 65 to 80 is a breakdown or switch, 81 to 96 is drop B, and 97 to 112 is an outro that DJs can mix out of. If you're aiming for a more classic record shape, make the intro and outro symmetrical and phrase clean. That gives selectors more options and makes your track feel more professional. Now, a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't start too heavy. If the intro launches with full bass, full break, and full effects, then there's nowhere for another track to enter. Second, don't ignore 8-bar phrasing. DNB works best when the listener can feel the cycles. Random edits might sound exciting in isolation, but they're harder to mix and can feel disorganized. Third, don't overload the intro with low end. Too much some early on makes the whole thing muddy. Fourth, be careful with reverb. Big reverb can kill the punch of your breaks and snare transients if you use it constantly. And fifth, don't make the bass line too busy. A jungle intro should tease the bass, not exhaust it. If you want to go a level deeper, here are some pro moves. Try filtered distortion for tension on the bass bus using saturator, roar if your version includes it, overdrive or pedal. Keep the intro version filtered and lightly driven, then automate more aggression toward the drop. You can also hide a low sub rumble under the intro. Keep it subtle, and only let it become obvious as the drop approaches. That's a great way to create anticipation without making the mix messy. Sidechain with taste. A gentle compressor keyed from the kick, or even a ghost kick pattern, can keep the groove breathing without making it pump too hard. And remember that negative space is your friend. In dark DNB, a one-beat silence before a fill can hit harder than another FX layer. If you want the intro to feel even more alive, use variation without breaking the structure. Alternate the meaning of each 4-bar phrase, so bars 1 to 4 establish the pulse, bars 5 to 8 introduce ghost hits or swing, bars 9 to 12 add syncopation, and bars 13 to 16 create tension with a fill. That keeps the listener engaged while still staying DJ-friendly. You can also create ghost bass moments instead of full bass statements. A single low note, a filtered stab, or a one-beat answer to the snare can hint at the drop without stealing focus.